Fuck, it's cold. And windy. Hot damn. This corner over here, it's not lit up like a goddamn Christmas tree. We'll spark this number live from Lawrence, Kansas. It's your boy Banshee for another episode of Banshee Radio. Happy Friday, y'all. Hope you're having a good one. That's right, I did two in a row. Can you fucking believe it? I can't. Oh, look at that little corner over there. It's gonna block the wind. This is gonna be perfect. As soon as I can get there. Hope you had a good week. I had a good one. Getting a little bit of work done. Wendy is a motherfucker. Alright, cheers, guys. Fucking light. Holy shit. Cheers, mates.
And turn on the mic with a thumb stroke. Subtle touch, cuddle clutch. Is this thing on like the fling with Mrs. King Kong this spring gone? Sing a song of slap happy crappiness. He came to blow like it was strapped to his nappy chest. Surely I jest. The best on a wireless mic, not an eye test. Yet I digress. But why stress? Try and remember when. Maybe bit the tender skinned babysitter Gwendolyn. The type to hit and run and go tell a friend. Word to El Muerto, Cucaracha, exoskeleton. He know, flow like interstellar wind. Toe a rap gin by his toe into hell again. 1-2 check, me too. Loose wreck, see through your gooseneck EQ.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty, la la la.
If I may interject, rap these days is like a pain up in the neck. Cornier and phonier than a play fight. Take two of these and don't phone me on a late night. The beat won't fail me with more rhymes than times he washes hands and feet daily. And all that kerosene ain't cheap. Villain been deep since a teenage creep peep. He always was a gentleman and kept a pen and a pencil in his mental den. Right there next to where the Rolodex was before it turned up all burnt by his solar plexus. He don't know his own strength when he's on the bonus like the microphone's length and width. Ain't it funky like dingy socks? Feel the full effect off cassette in your Benzy box.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty, la la la.
That's right. December 14. It's your boy Banshee for another episode of Banshee Radio. How you guys doing? How was your week? It was a good one, right? We're ready to be done with it. We're ready for the weekend. We're ready for all the anxiety that brings because we're getting closer to the holiday season, which means that we have to inevitably spend more time with our family or our loved ones' families or some other people's families or just friends of ours that we don't get to spend time with that often, and the anxiety that that brings, because sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not so great. And that's just how it goes. But for me, it's been great. Nothing's been keeping me back, really. There's people that I wish I was hanging out with that I'm not, but what are you gonna do? I'm having a good one, though, and I'm looking really forward to this weekend. It's gonna be a great weekend. Hoping that you're gonna have a great weekend. But here, right now, what's important is we're gonna get you home this Friday. We're gonna get you from work to the garage, and, so let me tell you about my week, though. It was quite an interesting week. On Monday or Sunday, due to some stupidity on my behalf, I guess you could say, I broke the nail to my oil rig. If you don't know what any of that means, basically I smoke concentrated THC, and it's great, and you use a complicated situation where you use a piece of glass, and it broke. So I needed to get a new one. I didn't really want to order offline because the ones that you ordered offline were really expensive, or the cheap ones were out of China and it was like 4 months delivery. So I go online and I look for a place nearby, and it keeps looking like my best bet's going to be in Tallahassee. So I drive, it's about an hour and a half to Tallahassee across the border, and I settle on this shop that looks the least ghetto called Tea Leaf or Tobacco Leaf Glass Company. I went in, they had exactly what I needed, really helpful staff, can't recommend them enough. And then he gives me a receipt and says, well, if you go next door to our CBD store, they'll take 15% off. So I go next door, and what I was really looking for is they sell hemp flower, so it contains less than 0.03% THC, will not get you high. But it has the same terpenes and CBDs and CBG and all that that the plant normally produces. And so my thought is that I'll start grinding that up with my regular and try to use it as a filler to kind of stretch out the situation. So anyway, I go in there looking for that. They didn't have any. The guy sold me on some concentrate. And I make the purchase, and he hands me a receipt, and he goes, you know, if you go next door, they'll give you 15% off. And I said, I already been next door, and I kind of pointed towards the glass shop. And he goes, no, next door, the other next door. So the other next door was a CBD lounge, and they had basically a bar set up with some video games and a couple of tables and some stuff like that. And they sold like CBD milkshakes and smoothies, but they also sold CBD concentrate dabs. Like their little dab bar. So for like $10, I got 50 milligrams, which is five solid rips. I mean, strong rips off of a beautiful Puffco little vaporizer piece. It was an amazing experience for $10. If you're ever in the Tallahassee area, look them up. But the fact of the matter is, it was a great experience. It's a great way to introduce yourself to CBD and what it is and the benefits of CBD. Mostly, I'm just using it to stretch the material that I have to enjoy the recreational aspects of cannabis. But I can also tell that it just makes you feel good. And there was like instant effects of I just felt good. And so hopefully there's more and more of that and less horrible things as far as that's concerned. They said that the police had raided them, but they're expecting to get their stock back. So that's good news for those guys. What else happened this week? Well, last week there was the soup party. A different Lopez. It was my first soup party. Had a great time. It was awesome seeing everybody there. Saw Sheets. I hadn't seen him since high school. That was great. So everyone's got that friend. It's that guy. I got a guy that can get me stuff. You know, I got a Hot Wheel guy. I got a Funko Pop guy. I got an old toy guy. I got a video game guy. I got a this guy. I got a that guy. And, I mean, my guy is pretty much the, you know, from Shawshank Redemption, Morgan Freeman's character Red. He could get you anything. That's my buddy Kyle. So at the soup party, he hooks me up with a pack of G Fuel Fruit Punch Powdered Mix. I remember last week we had talked about G Fuel. So this is my first time trying it. Last week I had not tried it. And it was no sugar added was printed over and over and over again on the packaging. If it was printed once, it's printed 8 times. I mix it up in a good shaker, a good cup with a shaker, a little spiral ball dingle hopper to help get it mixed up good. It tasted great. It was good fruit punch. Sweet, surprisingly. I could definitely tell there was an energy boost there. It kept me going. Don't drink it at night. I learned that lesson. Had a hard time going to sleep. I enjoyed it. It was similar to a Red Bull or anything like of that nature. And I thought to myself, like, I'm gonna call up Kyle and get his affiliate link. I'm going to buy some of this stuff and let him get credit for it because the motherfucker sold me on it. And then it was all like 90s drama. Creak! You know, slam on brakes. And I was like, wait a minute. That's how drug dealers get you. They give you that first little taste for free. I'd had my first little taste of meth. And the next thing you know, I'm drinking like, you know, 6 G Fuel cups a day and my nuts have all shriveled into raisins and I'm just so goddamn angry all the time. I don't get it. Yeah, that's where we're headed here. And then yet, like, not 10 seconds later, I'm thinking to myself, but yeah, I should probably buy some of that, shouldn't I? And I'm like, no, you don't need that shit in your life, Clint. And then literally a couple of days go by, and I'll be thinking about it. Like, I should call up Kyle. I mean, what the fuck's it gonna hurt? And I'm like, no. And it's wild how an idea can just get planted in your head. And then you can tell yourself, that's a bad idea. And then a couple of minutes or hours or even a couple of days later, your brain has that same idea. And you're like, look, motherfucker, we discussed this. We don't think it's a good idea. And then your brain's like, yeah, you're right. But what if we did it, huh? What if? And you're like, wait, it's not going to happen. Stop. Anyway. Probably the most disappointing part of my evening was I was in the hotel for the evening, had a couple of cocktails, and now I'm hungry as a motherfucker. And I want some hot wings. But the kitchen's closed here, and there's no way I'm getting in a car at, you know, this hour to go get hot wings. Fuck. Should have gotten some hot wings. Alright. I'm losing you. You're losing me. This song goes out to Sheets. He said there's not any modern funk tunes out there. So I'm just here to let you know, if you're looking for some modern funk music, you can always go with the jazz sensation T-Bone Shorty. His stuff gets pretty funky. He's pretty awesome. A retro doo-wop band that is just really killing it is The Dip, D-I-P. You might get some mileage out of, The Pimps of Joytown, or, you can't go wrong with Swift Technique. They've got some covers, some really good stuff. The Hot 8 Brass Band, that was fun. But if you're looking for it, you're gonna find it out of the Screaming Eagle of Soul, Charles Bradley, and my dear friend, Mr. Jukes. That's what I'm going to leave with you guys today. I hope you have a great, safe, wonderful weekend. Love one another. Be good to one another. And just do your boy Banshee a favor. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Let them know that this is a short form of entertainment. It's just to get you from the end of the day to the house. Just get you in the door. Just get you done with this fucking day. Let's get you in. All right? Take it away. I love you guys.